He won't come up. Yeah. So just ask for a big round of applause.
Ah. So I guess, are we ready? Is everyone ready? So I have the pleasure to stand up in front of you here now and share the sad moment that we're coming to the end of this year's DepConf. I can repeat what our DPL has said at the formal dinner on Wednesday. We all think this was the best organized DepConf we have had so far. And I would like to make sure that everyone who was involved in the organization would please come up here and stand with us. That is all the volunteers, the entire video team, and everybody else who has contributed to this DepConf. Please come up front. Andreas, that includes you. All these Debian Switzerland t-shirts make it really difficult now. So, I would like to have a huge round of applause for all the local team. When this started on Saturday, on the 9th, no, the 1st or 2nd of August, Saturday is usually the setup day. A lot of us got here a little earlier, but usually Saturday is that setup day. We actually this year declared DepCamp to start with DepCamp Day Zero because there was nothing done. Those guys did a fantastic job. But they aren't the only ones, and I'm not done with the superlatives. We also have, I think, the best video coverage of any conference that I know. Our video team has made it possible for everyone who couldn't attend to do whatever reason, and all the other people who are interested in free software and Debian as a whole to follow all of the events. And not only that, but many of the videos are already encoded and available for download. So that's a splendid, magnificent job, and I'd like you all to join in. Massive round of applause for the video team. And I guess finally, before I hand off the microphone to some other people who want to say something, I would like to highlight the fact that for the last 2 weeks, we've had working network throughout the entire hotel, Wi-Fi, and this is thanks to our admin team. And I would like to have the entire admin team come up forward, please. And everybody else who was involved, and another round of applause.
Okay, we still have a little announcement to make, which is the Assassin's game, which is officially ended, and the best Assassin had 10 kills. Place 2 goes with 5 kills, so he was really active. And the winner is Juan Diaz. You don't get a pony.
I wanted to bring you a sock, but I couldn't find one.
Anyone has a used sock for him? Anyone else?
Well, we just want to thank you, everybody. Again, thanks to our sponsors. We are not going to name them one by one again. But thanks to everyone who has come, who has made this possible. And we would like to see all of you next year in Spain, in Cáceres, Extremadura.
Thanks for attending.
Yeah, it's Debian's birthday today. Should we sing a song or something? No, not the copyrighted one.
Off you go then.
I forgot one group that we should really thank, and that's not only the attendees, of course, because without you, this conference would be really boring, but all the speakers, and especially the speakers who jumped in at the last moment to fill in the slots that we couldn't fill and presented us with a week of a very interesting program and made this room and also the other one, well, the other one less so at times, but this room pretty full. So thank you all for delivering your presentations and for being so flexible with stuff. Okay, and there are apparently still proceedings up here, in case any of you still want proceedings and haven't picked any of them up yet.
The conference network will be shut down after the dinner, so if you have anything to do online, like book tickets for something, you should do it now, before dinner. And Homer also has a copy of all those videos the video team already prepared, so if you have a lot of space on your hard disk, feel free to download them.
And after that, the hotel network is still there, so you can still book tickets afterwards, but not in all areas of the hotel. You might need to go somewhere to find a spot to have network.